Rami Khoury is a frequent commentator on Arab affairs. He joins us from Beirut. Rami, these Syrian refugees, like the ones we just heard about, how likely are they to play a significant role in the fight against the Assad regime?
These refugees will go back with practical links that they have with people on the ground in Turkey, with international communities, the Syrian exile leadership, the various Syrian opposition groups in exile. Some of them have made contacts with international humanitarian agencies, and some of them are probably going to be arranging for arms to be smuggled into the breakaway soldiers that are now fighting against the Syrian government.
It's as seemingly polarized as it could be right now in Syria. Would you describe what's happening there, a civil war?
Oh, I think this is definitely low-intensity, localized civil war. Yes, you've got the government fighting against opposition groups. It's not all-out ethnic civil war yet. That's what people are worried about. But that's the fear, and there are signs of that starting in parts of Homs, for instance.
The need to wind down the violence in Syria isn't just about curbing the bloodshed. There's great concern about what a civil war could mean for the wider region. What do you see as the implications of a civil war in Syria for the region at large?
If you have an all-out civil war in Syria, it's going to take on ethnic and sectarian overtones. So if you get Alawites and Sunnis, for instance, fighting each other, if you get revenge against some Christians who might have been accused of supporting the Assad regime, these will spill over into Lebanon, into Iraq, into Jordan very quickly. If the Kurds get involved, that hooks you up with Iraq and with Turkey. So the demographic links between groups in Syria and all of its neighbors are very strong. And then there are political and ideological links as well. So there are real concerns among many people that a civil war, an all-out civil war, will spill over into other parts of the region. I personally downplay that prospect. I don't think that is going to happen, but it is a real concern that people have. And some people fear that, for instance, the Syrian regime, if it feels that its back is against the wall, might instigate that kind of strife deliberately, a kind of Samson option to bring down the whole temple on everybody's head.
You wrote about that worst-case scenario recently. What should the Obama administration be doing at this point to ensure that the conflict in Syria doesn't start impacting the rest of the region?
It's hard for the Obama administration to do very much. The U.S. has very limited impact and influence in the region now. This is the consequence of 20, 30 years of misguided policies culminating in the war in Iraq. The best it can do is just simply state that it is with the people of Syria for a free and democratic and pluralistic system of government. It should also support any measure that the Arab League comes up with. If the Arab League reflects the consensus of the Arab region, the United States would do well to stand behind that, saying this is what the people want, this is what democracy is all about, we are with the consent of the governed, and we will stand by Arab League resolutions.
Rami Khoury directs the Issam Faris Institute of Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut in Lebanon. Rami, good to speak with you again. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.